This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region has been developing programs to improve health and education, as well as reduce poverty in Southwest Michigan. They've now issued a report on the progress which is being made in those areas. Matt Lynn is the Vice President of Community Impact for the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Gordon. Thank you for having me today.
Why did you think it was necessary, or why did the United Way think it was necessary, to do an assessment of your programs right now?
Well, first of all, I'll start out by saying we are very proud of the partnerships that we have within our region to help impact some of our most challenging and pressing needs and issues within, you know, households, within our community, within individuals. And we felt the need to produce a report for the community as a way to showcase certainly not only what are the work that's happening, what's the volume of different programs that are impacting the lives of families, but also how collectively investments into United Way, investments into supporting what culminated into about 134 different programs are all doing to improve kind of the lives and the quality of life for families in our region. So we felt like this was an opportunity to share the vision of United Way, share the impact the United Way has in partnership with the community, and certainly even talk about what are changing conditions in the environment around our region.
So without getting too technical, how do you go about really determining what the impact of these programs is?
Well, it's around, first of all, collecting data from those programs. We know that we invest in programs that do tremendous work. The data that they're able to produce creates proof points and evidence of how their work is actually then evolving into impact. So that's where it starts, having organizations collect data, uniform data, let me put it that way, so it gives us the ability to look at it from an aggregated point of view. Instead of just being able to talk about each individual program and the work that they're doing in isolation, how collectively our investments into bodies of work around specific goals and strategies are starting to help move the needle on those key issues. And also having organizations feel like they're contributing to a greater good.
So there's a lot of data here which gets into specific areas, but let's kind of step back for a moment and take an overall view of this. If you have to give your elevator speech based on what you see here, what do you tell someone about the United Way?
Well, it starts with the mission and the vision of the organization. So our mission is to drive impact by leading shared efforts that bring together diverse ideas, people, and resources. The sense of that is that it's not about United Way alone doing work, that it takes a collective effort. The vision behind that is we want to see all people reach their full potential. And what that means collectively is that we can raise the bar of expectation that people existing and living in poverty don't always have to live in poverty. We can move them up the scale economically and in their life by systematically putting into place programs and services that help move them from poverty to prosperity. It then starts with the collective work that's happening and how United Way is leading that. We set out to now establish United Way to be seen as more than just a fundraising organization. We truly wanted to position ourselves to be a leadership organization around impact and to set up our systems in order to orientate themselves in that way. And now we feel like we've been able to do that. And now we're able to come back to the community and say, this is what it looks like when United Way takes a much stronger role and position in a leadership capacity.
What does that data say about the actual impact, the difference that these programs are making?
Well, I will say that what we'd see in the report that we produced this year is really from the first year of investment. So it's under first year of investments in a new system. But we feel very confident and very strong that from the collective data and information that we've been able to see, we've been able to see how organizations are starting to maneuver their work to actually achieve impact on our goals. So as an example, when we talk about workforce development, well, we have a variety of different organizations that do a tremendous amount of work in helping to develop and position people to enter into our workforce. But now we're able to see how that work collectively impacted in 1 year 381 individuals who then were starting to work work towards achieving a certification to qualify for jobs. 300 of those individuals were then able to go on and move into getting a job, and 100 of those individuals were then able to not only get a job, but also move up the economic scale in terms of their earned wages. That's powerful, and that's an impact story that we're able to now tell in the community. We're also able to tell stories such as how we're impacting infant mortality, specifically within our African-American community, where we know we've had high volumes over the years of rates of infant mortality and low birth outcomes. Having now the ability to tell that now starts to answer questions in the community about, so it's great that we've got all these different things going on, but so what? Tell us how this community is changing. Tell us how things are different as a result of our time, our volunteerism, and our investment into United Way and back into the community.
Let's go through a couple of others. Meeting basic needs. This has been something the United Way has been focusing on. You know, people who even work full time will struggle to, pay the rent and, be able to afford food and those sort of things. So what are the numbers telling you about meeting basic needs?
Well, in terms of basic needs, what we know is that For a couple of examples, we know that through the work that we're supporting locally through programs that provide food access, that we were able to serve over 700,000 meals to 70,000 people collectively. We know that over 2,000, nearly 2,500 households received utility assistance and bill payments, so their lights didn't shut off, their electricity didn't shut off. We also know that, and one of the most powerful things has been, over 400 individuals who lacked access to an ID had the ability to be able to work with an organization, gain an ID that allows them to either, one, be able to access support services that require they have a state ID, or two, even move on and be able to get a job or pay off court fines and fees. That's significant in basic needs area, and it's allowed us even to maneuver into some different places. We didn't have a concentrated focus around IDs in the past. That's been an issue for a long time. But now creating a system and a process in place where we can identify where are those real intentional areas, we can then position our work to say that these are the points where we need to specifically address issues of concern for people.
You mentioned people going through workforce training, being trained for jobs. That, of course, also leads to education. How important is what you're seeing in education? What are the factors there that seem to indicate that things are moving in the right direction?
Well, education is foundational to everything that happens in life. We know that children have to start with a high quality experience early on to set them up for success when they get into our K-12 system. We also know statistically that children who are reading proficiently by the time they get to third grade, because third grade is that mark where I stop learning to read and I start to read to learn and comprehend, that having an educational system and having classrooms where teachers are equipped with the tools, the resources, the instruction to teach kids how to be able to read proficiently is significant for everything that happens later on in life. So within the schools that we've worked with, the elementary schools around third grade reading and proficiency, we know that number one, 80% of those children have seen some higher gains in the instruction that we're supporting through now reading proficiently. And 89% of those students also have been able to connect with a mentor as well. And that's important because you need those that are supporting what's happening in the classroom. And that may be in the after school setting, and we support after school programs that continue the learning, as well as volunteer folks who are serving as mentors, for children.
What do these numbers tell you about overall goals? Is the progress where you want it to be? Because the United Way has set out some fairly ambitious goals in each of these areas, which, are kind of years down the line. But is the indication here that you've made the start you need to make to reach the goals you want to in health, education, workforce development, et cetera?
Well, I think that's a great question. We did set out some ambitious 10 to 15 year goals, but that was a signifier to say that this isn't about just being one and done, that we need to stay connected and see through how the community is beginning to progress. Again, this is based on 1 year of collected and analyzed data. So it's, if people are interested in saying how has the earth changed over a year, you wouldn't necessarily see that. But what it does signify is that we're on the right track. We're on the right track and now being able to organize organizations and their program work to focus it towards a specific issue. We're on the right track in terms of how we're investing into supporting programs and services that are very targeted and very specific around how do we achieve those goals and how do we accelerate then our aligned strategies to those goals. It also signifies that United Way has taken the right position in terms of our leadership, that putting a very strong and pronounced stake in the ground, as we put it, to say these are the issues that when we talked to people in the community, when we reviewed data and information, all that helped us to generate those goals, that we were on track with where our focus needs to be.
So you mentioned sustaining beyond year one, and you know, that's an interesting point to bring up. When I started working here 22 years ago, for instance, infant mortality was a big topic then. And over that time, there have been occasional points where there's been some improvement reported, and then it seems that the next batch of data comes out and it's back to where it was before. So I guess the question I'm wondering is, in all of these areas, how do you maintain some sort of concerted effort in these areas, as opposed to maybe getting out of the gate strong and getting a lot of attention and people saying, yes, we need to focus on this, and then perhaps somewhere down the road, people move on to other issues?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's about more than just investments. And it really is more than just about how are you putting money into the community. It's engagement with organizations. It's engagements with individuals. It's how are you building the table to bring together those that have a touch point and an influence on the issue? And how are we orientating the work to sustain beyond just the realms of investment or just beyond 1 year? There's always a surprise when people find out that United Way isn't just a fundraising entity or a funder of programs, that we are an organization that brings people together to now get the collective mindset and the collective movement of how are we going to now begin to push this and how are we going to now center focus on an issue. So as you bring those groups together and say, how are we going to build our shared strategy and what roles can individual organizations and different institutions play in sustaining the momentum and sustaining the work to move forward? Those are the things that now constitute, this isn't just about how much money can we put in or where do we need financial resources alone in order to keep the work going. The sad part is, and you alluded to it, that a lot of the issues that United Way may address are not new. These are things that have persisted over the course of time and in some respects, generations. And they're head scratchers in a lot of respect to say, how are we going to move on this? Maybe activity's been happening, like with infant mortality, over a 22-year period of time. And it's giving ourselves the ability to be able to say, you know what, here's what hasn't worked in the past. Here's some things that we can glean from, you know, past kind of history. Here's some things that, as we investigate other communities that have done some tremendous work. Just to give you an example around infant mortality, there's some tremendous work that's happened around the country, you know, that's helped to actually minimize, I wouldn't say necessarily eliminate it completely, but certainly minimize instances of things like infant mortality. And those are cues where we as a community could say, how did they do it? You know, and are there elements of their work that understanding the context and certainly the environment of our community, of our region, we can then begin to apply into our community as innovative practices.
Matt Lynn is the Vice President of Community Impact for the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me today.
A link to the United Way's report about its programs in Southwest Michigan can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.